totally caught that. I could see it on the thing.
I could see it as well.
Started this way. Hello, everyone.
Hello, welcome to the Gaming Den podcast. We're going to record something because we've missed each other. And Alex is also here. Yeah. Wow.
I missed both of you very much. I'm glad to be back.
I travelled all the way back from Norfolk for this.
All the way back.
3 hours.
From the furthest reaches of Norfolk.
It's only half an hour away.
It is pretty.
We don't have any internet or electricity. Yeah.
Pretty much.
It's rough out there in Norfolk.
Mean streets. Anyway, how are you both doing? Did you have a nice festive period?
I did. It was pretty lovely. It was the first Christmas in my house. So it was very, very special and very lovely. And I had a good one. How about you two?
Yeah, Megs was okay. Megs was, my little boy's in a bit of a leap at the moment. So he's not been sleeping at all. And it's been pretty difficult. So it was pretty subdued Christmas. But other than that, yeah, it was fine.
They put a Christmas light right outside my bedroom window, so I've not slept in 6 years.
Is it Christmas? Do you live in like Whoville?
No, I live pretty much in some weird little village, and they've just put like one of the Christmas lights directly outside my window.
You honestly sound like the Grinch from the film.
Alex lives in Deck the Halls, that terrible Christmas film with Danny DeVito.
It was amazing. I watched it before Christmas.
I watched it about 4 days ago as well. It's terrible, but also excellent. That's a genre. No judge.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And since we're talking about films, just before Christmas, I went to see Violent Night.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And it was excellent.
Was it?
It's just turn your brain off violence and Christmas. So David Harbour's excellent in it. It's like Die Hard with ultra violence mixed with Home Alone.
Yeah.
You should definitely go see it.
My two favourite films, Violence and Christmas.
Exactly. What's not to like?
It does look fantastically bad, so I'm very...
Yeah, check out. I mean, I wouldn't probably go see it in the cinema now, because it's probably not in the cinema anymore after Christmas.
It is, actually.
Maybe wait till next year.
The one person in there in the first week of January.
Yeah.
I'll catch it on Netflix or whatever when it comes out. But yeah, it looks fun.
Yeah, probably will be soon. Right, okay, so we're just going to chat about stuff, and we're just going to do the usual what we've been playing first of all. Sammy, since you're the oldest, do you want to go first?
Thank you so much. I'm going to get it out there before I croak it. It could happen at any time. I've been playing lots of Sea of Thieves. Johnny and I got back into Sea of Thieves, and I'm on the Pirate Legend grind because after 2 years of playing the game, I can play it now. So it's really good fun. I love it. I think that Rare are amazing for still pushing out engaging content for a game that's like 4 years old. So I've just been playing that. It's loads of fun, and it's the perfect just, you know, I can log into it, play half an hour if that's all I've got, and then turn it off. It's great.
Do you know what? I keep meaning to get back into that, and I just, well, I'll get to that in a minute when I'm doing mine. But yeah, it does sound amazing.
They've just brought in a new PvP element, which I'm obviously not playing because I'm chicken shit. But it's basically you can like, rather than it just being PvP when you see another ship and you just happen upon them or you chase one down, you can actually like opt into it now. And so the visuals of it are the coolest thing. So it like, when you've got a match, it chucks you down to the bottom of the sea and you like float along the bottom of the sea. And then you kind of like burst out of the water just in front of your opponent to fight. So it's very, so nice. Visually it's very, very cool. But it's a bit too scary for me currently. So
that's pretty cool. That I quite like that. Yeah, I've got to check that out at some point. Once I It's just my laptop I've not been able to use, to be honest. But yeah, is that all you've been playing? That's it.
I'm just going. I'm nearly at Pirate Legend, and I'm just trying to smash that out.
Is that like the highest rank?
No, but it's just I rank in the game, and I'm very close to it. So I'm just on the grind for that at the minute. So I'm logging in and playing that lots. I have also restarted one of my games of the year. So we'll talk about it. We'll talk about that.
I have just done a
restart of one of those because it's a very enjoyable game and is a game to do with pirates. So. I love pirates.
Lego Pirates of the Caribbean. Wow. Right. Okay.
So, what have you two been playing?
Alex, you can go. Next.
Thank you. I played Parkitect because I've got a secret. Secretly, I don't care about anything but theme park lore and old like theme parks and so on.
Yeah.
So that's sort of my like love. It's pretty good. It's basically not planet roller coaster. What are they called? Planet coaster, but like the old style 2D
theme park.
Down, make your theme park like the old. It's a bit old school. It's very fun. It's crazy what you can do. They've got two DLC packs, so that's great. But yeah, I enjoy making little theme parks. I'm only a bit way through my first theme park. It's terrible, but I'll get better.
What's it called?
My theme park? Look, I may have designed my own like Disney park part time.
Is it called Alex Land?
It's just a hobby. I didn't know. It's called Global Adventure.
How inclusive! I like that.
I think there should be a Disney park where it's like all the countries that they and like IPs from those countries and so on. So
right.
Is the mascot like the mascot from Community? Do you know like the gender neutral mascot? Sorry.
Community, that old person show. Oh
I walked into that one.
You should know.
In like 2010.
Alex only gets Peppa Pig references, so don't do stuff like that.
Now, Bluey. Bluey's the show.
Oh my God.
Bluey's so good.
I would do a podcast about Bluey. And I honestly mean that. I've seen every episode of it and without my son. My God, Bluey, it makes me laugh, it makes me cry. I fucking love Bluey.
Wow.
It is. Look, usually I'd make fun of Fox, but no, he's right.
This is the most positive review we've ever had of anything on this podcast.
It deserves it. True.
The only downside is that it's not on Game Pass.
Cursed Disney Plus game subscription.
I need to get into Bluey. Honestly,
it's so good.
Okay,
it is. Right. Perhaps the you know it is in my top five shows ever already.
Oh yeah,
I've watched it once. It might be the best.
Sammy might think we're being like over generous, but we're not. I know we're being serious. And I know I'm being serious. Like,
you are, yeah. Fantastic.
I can hear the passion in your voices. I believe you.
Its target audience is not a 23-year-old man, and yet it is everything I've ever wanted.
Let's just talk about Bluey. Fuck the rest of this podcast.
I feel like
you're really selling it to me. You're really selling it to me. I need to get on
Bluey,
it.
Is named after the character Bluey, and she is a dog.
Okay.
They're all dogs. She's got a sister called Bingo.
Yeah.
There's the mum and the dad. The dad is an architect.
Yeah.
No, not an architect. What are they called? An archaeologist.
Yeah, because he gets
bones. That's amazing.
He gets bones. And his mum is like a security at an airport, so a sniffer dog.
Oh, yeah. I love this already. This sounds fantastic.
Oh, my God. I want to watch it. I'm just going to hang up. Okay. Okay. That's enough of Bluey. Okay. Carry on, Alex.
I've been watching a lot of Bluey.
And it's Australian. We forgot to mention it was Australian as well.
There's got to be a Bluey game out there, surely, even if
there's
it's
not,
just like one.
Not yet. Not yet.
Hopefully, it's one of those, it'll be one of those rubbish iPad ones.
Probably.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, but I'll be able to platinum it then.
I've played a lot of Smash Bros as well. You know, it's probably the greatest game ever made. So
we could simply say that Alex has really broadened his horizons in his gaming terms.
Well,
this year.
Look, Parkitect is like something
that is
different.
New. Yeah.
That's new.
Yeah.
I would say it's basically Prison Architect, which I played a lot of. But
yeah. That is fun. I liked it.
You know, I played for a bit of Fallout 76. It's really bad.
It's still really bad.
Really did not like it. Don't know why.
Sammy's like favorite game ever, isn't it?
It was not Fallout 76. It's like I paid it for in Black Friday sales, and it's still a waste of money.
It is.
I paid £8 for it, and I'm horribly sad. I lost £8 there.
Yeah,
it's not on Game Pass.
I was playing on PlayStation.
Okay. That's fair.
Yeah, it's very. Oh God, I feel grossed out now just talking about it. Okay, that's ruined the mood. Bluey to this. Anyway, Fox, tell us what you've been playing.
Well, actually, I've been playing Bluey. No, not. I've actually been playing loads, but. Because, as the aforementioned little boy that's not been very well, he's not unwell, but anyway, he's been an attention hog. I've not had time to sit down on my computer and play things on my Xbox or that. So, I've been playing things on my Steam Deck.
Oh, yeah,
So, I have played and finished quite a few games. I'm getting through my backlog. I've managed to finish God of War 2018.
Nice.
I finally, only took me like a year, I started on stream. So, I finished the new one. Exactly. Yeah, I don't have the new one yet.
Me neither.
It was pretty good. I liked the ending. I didn't hate the boy as much as I did at the start. it was pretty good, but it just gets a bit samey towards the end. I finished Twilight Princess. The Wii version, but I was playing that on the Steam Deck. Excellent game. It's totally underrated. It's the first time I finished it, so it's a lot longer than I thought, but I really enjoyed it. The setting of it and stuff, that was really cool. And then playing handheld, obviously, is the best. I actually finished it and then realised that there is also a Switch version, which I definitely should have played instead. but there we go. And I've just recently finished Mass Effect, the first Mass Effect as well, also on my Steam Deck. So I have played through that before, but not for ages. So I started again because I've got the remake, remaster version. Mm-hmm. Does anyone want to guess who I romanced in Mass Effect?
One of the aliens.
Yeah, you're right.
Get in! Come on!
What's her name? Liara?
I can't remember her name, Fox.
I know, fucking hell.
I meant nothing to you.
She's blue anyway, but yeah.
I used the blue
She's
one.
Blue. There's a pattern forming here.
I don't fancy Bluey.
I do
fancy the dad.
Absolutely. that's thrown me.
Good.
Yeah, I finished Mass Effect. That was really good. I'm looking forward to starting. I have kind of started the second one, also my Steam Deck. But man, there's just too many good games. Like I'll be buying tons of games on Steam because of the Steam sale. I would like Alex obviously spent £8 on Fallout for some reason.
God, it was the most worst £8 I've ever spent.
Well, I spent probably about the same amount on Castlevania Lords of Shadow, the first one, on Steam.
Gorgeous.
I forgot what else it was. There was another one. I bought Horizon Zero Dawn, but I've not started that yet. That was more than £8.
Significantly more than £8.
No, it was only like £12.
Oh.
Something like that. Yeah.
On PC, that's not bad.
Oh. Yeah. And I bought something else for like a few pounds as well, and it was a bargain. So yeah, I've been playing quite a lot, but just in bits, like just picking up my Steam Deck and playing. I honestly think the Steam Deck has changed my life.
Yeah,
it's certainly changed my gaming life because I can play Xbox games pretty much. I can stream them like off with Game Pass. I can play PS5 stuff on it as well. It's honestly changed my life, and I will buy another one just to have two.
Wow. Well, you can buy three and send me one if you want.
I'm sorry, I can't do that.
No, it is on my list. It's the next thing I want.
I know the last episode was about the Steam Deck, but I still recommend it, but only not to everyone. If you don't have a big Steam library or you don't have a want to emulate stuff, it's probably not for you, but it is perfect for me. But that's pretty much all I'll be playing. I think I'm trying to find a new, like, because I've been trying to play like a mainline game, like a sort of AAA game, even from years ago, and a sort of emulated older game to play alongside it. And I like having a break, so I'll finish Mass Effect. I might move on to something else and then play Mass Effect 2, but I don't know. Yeah, but yeah, that's what I'll be playing.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So shall we move on to Games of the Year?
Yes. Do we want to start with Alex? Oh. Or do we want to end with Alex?
I think we end with Alex.
Everyone wants to end with Alex.
We can just do one at a time if you want. I'll do my top one.
Yeah.
And then Alex.
Just to make it clear, we picked our three top games of the year, and we're just going to go round robin. But afterwards, if we've got any honourable mentions and stuff, we can do that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to kick it off. My favourite game this year, and the one I'm about to start the replay on, is Return to Monkey Island.
Yes! That was actually going to be one of my honourable mentions, so we could chat about that now.
I love a pirate game, obviously.
This is new information.
I've never mentioned a pirate ever.
They're the first games I played really with my dad. I used to play Monkey Island games. And so having it back is a joy. I'm really, really liking Return to Monkey Island. I wasn't that sold on how it looked at first, but it's definitely grown on me, the like graphic style. Yeah. It's just everything I want it to be. Ron Gilbert's back. Murray the Skull is back, which made me very, very happy. The puzzles were bang on. The little like diary thing you get to build up as you go along. It's just everything I want that game to be. I hadn't played one of those games in a long time. I downloaded it, switched it on, and knew exactly what I was doing. You can bash it out in about 12 hours, start to finish. It's so enjoyable. Yeah, it's pointy click puzzle game, but if you're into that and you're into pirates like I am, it's the best one out there at the minute. And the soundtrack, of course, an utter joy. Just everything about it, I loved it, and I'm on my second playthrough, and I'm now no doubt will do a third because I'm just really enjoying it. I love the characters. It's funny. And if you've only got a couple of hours to play a game a day and you don't want to do something stressful or online and get shouted at, or it's just perfect. So it's my top game of the year. If you haven't played it, go and give it a play. I think it's on Game Pass free. Well, not free, but, you know, Game Pass. And I'm sure it's not that much more anywhere else, but it's fabulous. And I've loved every second of it. And I'm loving playing through it again.
Yeah, it actually makes me happy knowing that you like it so much. Like, the game also makes me happy for the same reasons that you've just given. Like, I thought the characters were excellent. I thought same as you. I've been a big fan since the very first one, and the fact that you find out what the actual secret of Monkey Island is, which apparently, according to Ron Gilbert himself, that is the secret of Monkey Island. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not like a bait and switch or anything like that. That is the secret, and that's always been the secret. I'm so glad it's back. I would take another one, but I'd also understand that if they don't make another one.
Yeah, if that's it, I'm happy. I would love another one, but if this is it, I'm really happy, and I couldn't have asked for more. It's a perfect Monkey Island game.
Yeah, like I said, this wasn't in my top three, but it was a honorable mentions because the other games on my list I've played more, and I don't know, like it was a close call. I think I just went for a bit of variety, and that's why it was not on my list. But I want to get a LeChuck tattoo, so I swore that I would just get like a pixel art one, like from the old games.
Yeah.
But I'm tempted to get one as like the art style from this game, or maybe an evolution of them all. But it's a great, great game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my number one.
You?
How about you?
So we're doing a top one first. I don't think it's in any particular order. I'm gonna go with my top one. So it's probably the game I've played the most this year, in terms of hours, anyway, hours played and games started, blah blah blah. It's Vampire Survivors.
Yeah.
If you don't know what it is, if you've lived under a rock, it was. Technically, it came out last year, but it was in the early access, and it launched proper this year, straight on a Game Pass as well for free, or on PC. I think it's actually on Xbox as well, but it was on Game Pass PC first. And basically, it's like a shooter, but not a twin stick shooter. It's essentially you control a character, and you just run around, and it all shoots at the enemies, and these enemies swarm towards you. Mm-hmm. And you have to survive as long as possible. Each level, the first level, you have to survive for 30 minutes. But then as you go through, you pick up these little blobs, and they up your XP, and you level up, and you get new weapons. There's hundreds and hundreds of weapons, and they sort of, you get to a point where you've collected so many weapons and upgraded them so much there. It just obliterates everything in sight. So there's thousands and thousands of enemies coming at you, and you're just walking through them. It's so simple. Like, it's hard to describe. And the amount of people that I've sold this to and said, you need to play this game, it's fantastic. And they were like, ah, looks shit, sounds shit. But when you play it, you're like, oh my God, this game's amazing. So give it a shot. It's like £4. Or it's on Game Pass as well. So if it's on Game Pass, you've got no excuse. In fact, they just announced, when they announced it was on Game Pass, it's also being released on your phone. So it's on iOS and Android, and it's completely free. There's only optional adverts. Like, sometimes when you get past a certain point and you die, you can revive if you watch an advert. That's it. There's no other in-app purchases. Or anything like that. It's just a case of there's the game, and it's completely free. give it a shot. It's amazing. It's great to just play on the bus or the in the car or whatever. It's deceptively simple, but there's so much content. It's a sort of pixel art style, and I was talking about Castlevania earlier. I'm pretty sure it looks very much like they've just ripped Castlevania art style or artwork in like the actual sprites, but obviously not. If it's on Xbox and stuff, I'm guessing they've not done that, but it looks very much like Castlevania. It's even got a guy with a whip and things like that, so... But, oh man, just play it. Just, honestly, just play it. I'm just trying to see. It's only, right now on Steam, it's £3.19. And that's on sale. It's usually £3.99.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. They've actually announced the DLC as well. Well, when's that come out? Is that now?
Today.
Holy shit, it's out now. Right, I'm going to go.
I didn't know Vampire Survivors was watching Bluey, so we're going to end the podcast early.
Even the DLC is £1.43. I'm buying it right now to play on my Steam Deck. Vampire Survivors, it's great. Play it. It's so simple. It's easy. Anyone can play it. You literally just walk about, but then it gets insane. So yeah, just do it.
Okay. I'll give it a go. It is on my list of things to give it.
Put it higher up in your list.
Okay.
Put it right to the top.
All right. I'll move it some places then.
Yeah. Good.
Alex.
Right. Okay. So look, I really didn't like this year in gaming. I don't think I've played like a single game I liked that came out this year. So top three disappointments of this year. Of course, we have to start with the biggest disappointment. Nintendo, well done, you fucked it. Look, I'm going to be fair, there's some games that are good, right? Kirby was good. Mario and Rabbids is weird, but apparently people like it. I've never played it. I never will. But there's some things where, what are you doing, Nintendo? They released Pokemon just completely not finished. What the fuck was that? The glitchy mess. A glitchy, stupid mess. Splatoon 3 is basically Splatoon 2.5. What is that? It's basically the same game. At least with Splatoon 1 to Splatoon 2, you can say, oh, it was on a different console. But there's not many differences. You just got new weapons. That's pretty much it. Like, two new maps. There's other ones. The Mario Super Strikers, completely not done when they released it. What? Why? And then they were like, oh, okay, we're going to add DLC to make it better. They added like 3 characters and that was it. They were like, nah, none of this, not having this anymore. Rubbish. It was rubbish. You had so much potential that it was...
Nintendo in behaving like everybody else, shocker, releasing games that aren't ready, just putting out reskins as DLCs.
The Switch Sport one as well. Why? It could have been so good. Yeah. Could have been so good, and it's just.
Is it not? I heard the golf was all right.
I haven't played golf because it was DLC, and I can't be bothered to go and reinstall it. Just release it. This is going to come up later. Just take your time with games and release them whilst good. I don't care. I can wait.
I agree.
I know you've got quarterly stuff. What is the Pokemon company doing? They just release games like every... It was like, what, 10 months between the two Pokemon games?
Call of Duty ass behavior.
It is worse than Call of Duty. At least Call of Duty.
I was thinking about that same thing. With Arceus and then the shit ones.
Scarlet
coming
Violet.
Out pretty close together, but they're so different. Why did they come out so close together? And why was Arceus good and the other ones were not? Why? Just wait. No one needs that much Pokemon.
It's because they have to do it every Christmas. There's a It's also it's 12 months since the bloody Diamond and Pearl remakes.
Oh yeah.
So they've released 5 games in 12 months.
That's crazy.
I don't need it. I don't need it. I don't care.
Nobody asked for it.
You haven't actually fixed any of the mechanics. It's still just four moves, and you pick the four moves, and basically you can complete the game by doing naff. Oh god, it hurts.
Is it that bad? Is it? I hate
Pokemon games. I like the idea of Pokemon games, but then you get down to it, it's just four moves, and that's it, and you can just over level yourself from the get go, and that you've completed the game. I almost worked for the Pokemon company, so
You won't now,
because they are big fans of this podcast. So.
Well, I mean, we know that. So,
but is Nintendo as a whole? Oh god. Anyway, there'll be more rants coming after Sammy and Fox's next games.
I can't wait.
Hell yeah!
I'm with Alex on that one though. I'll give him that. Yeah. Okay, so more successful games. My second favourite game is one I've only played it through once, but I really enjoyed it, and it was a little bit of a grind towards the end, to be fair, for something that looks so cute. Tunic. I'm pretty sure that came out in March, so I can get away with that this year.
Shit, yeah, it did, yeah, yeah.
It
came in Switch as well.
It's really like fun. It's a bit Zelda, a bit like a cutesy Dark Souls. Like, there's some dungeons to crawl. There's, you know, top down. There's lots of baddies to kill. You level up, and it's just really nice. I really enjoyed playing it. One of the few games that uses that like isometric like movement thing, and it didn't do my head in. It felt quite natural. I really liked a lot of the puzzles in it, and I enjoyed how the story was revealed, like slowly to you, but you know, by just really, really slow, and you don't know everything, but you slowly get there. I just enjoyed playing it. It was a lot of fun. Not a game that I would usually have gone for, but once I got into it, really great soundtrack, bit of a button masher sometimes, which I enjoy. You could get away with some just mashing. I really liked Tunic, and I was surprised that it did as well as it did as well, because it when I first saw it, I was like, really, this? But no, it's great. Really enjoyed it. I don't know if either of you have played it. I'm guessing Alex hasn't played it.
Nope.
But I don't know if you gave it a go, Fox. But I really liked it. And for like original titles that came out this year, I think Tunic was pretty great.
Yeah, absolutely. I did play it. I did finish. Well, I actually don't know if I finished it. I could never get to the last bit.
Mm.
I think I might need to finish it, you know? But yeah, loved it as well. I loved the art style of it. I loved it was just cute. It was fairly challenging as well, mm-hmm. a bit. So, but yeah, the main thing for me, like you mentioned, was the how the story is unveiled to you.
Yeah.
That I really, really like. That was something very novel and very original.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope there's another one.
Yeah,
there's more to come.
Yeah, me too. So
it's about a fox.
It is about a fox. I really enjoyed the art style of it as well. That was lovely. Really nice thing to just like look at as well as play. So excellent.
Yeah, I would definitely buy a Tunic. Is that his name? Is that the fox's name?
Yeah, I think so. Well, that's what I call it.
Yeah, I would definitely buy a Tunic.
I wish I wasn't. no, sorry. I wish I'd played it, but.
It's
cute.
It is. Yeah, it's really good, and it's challenging enough that you know you feel like you've achieved something when you finished it. It's good. Really enjoyed it. So yeah, that's my second favorite. How about you, Fox?
I don't know what order to do this in now, but I'm just gonna do it. So the next one, and it has genuinely become one of my favorite games of the year in the last month or so, and it's a mobile game called Marvel Snap.
Oh god.
It's a card game, like a deck builder, and I've made clear on this podcast, but in the past, that deck builders are not for me. I just can't be fucked with them. But this is, it's just, it just feels nice. It's so quick. It's, you don't have to worry about building your deck. It explains everything to you. It just, like, I feel with deck builder games, like Slay the Spire and stuff, it just gets to a point where, like, ah, you're on your own. I can't bother telling you how to play this game anymore. If you don't know, then get good. Fuck that. And basically, like, the short version of the premise of the game is there's three locations, 1, 2, 3, left, middle, right, and they'll have different rules on them. So the first one is unveiled first, so it might be, it could be anything from, if you put a card here, it'll automatically minus 2 of its power from it. And then on the next round, so you play one card or whatever, the next one might be, if you've got 3 or 4 cards on this one, then you got an extra 100 power points. The aim of the game is to win 2 out of the 3 locations, essentially, and then you win the game. So, it, like I said, it's very quick, and there's so many different cards that you unlock, and I've not felt the need to pay for anything. You unlock them at a pretty good pace, which is always good.
Yeah, that's good.
Which is quite surprising for a Marvel game, if I'm honest. Like, I thought it would just be, no, you have to pay us to tap on the screen, and you have to pay us for us to then do the thing and stuff like that, but it's actually not like that at all. Mm-hmm. And I suppose, I think I'm just into micro games at the moment because of everything that's been happening. So it's just gripped me. And like, you see all these characters, obviously most of them, some of them that you recognize, some that you don't, they all do different things. And it's, you start to just sort of over time learn the strategies and like, oh, if I can like sacrifice this area, I can then get these two and things like that. And it, like I said, it's very quick. Games only last a couple of minutes each against people. You're playing against other people. And you can upgrade the cards. So, like, you just get a regular card and then you can upgrade it. It's where you level. So it makes the cards a bit 3D. Then it makes it ultra and then epic and whatever. And that builds up your collector rating and unlocks new cards and things like that. So... Mm-hmm. It's just, like, I never thought I'd ever play this sort of game. Never mind enjoy it as much as I have. But when I'm playing, I'm thinking I would buy this in, like, a physical card game. And I think I will spend money on it. Like, there is a season pass. The first one is actually free. Like, you get the season pass stuff for free, so that's pretty good. The season pass is, like, $8.99. So I've not paid for it yet, but I think I probably will. Because I'm enjoying it so much, so, and I never pay for games on mobile, so yeah. I highly recommend it. Give it a shot. It's free, obviously, to download, but if you like that sort of thing, brilliant. If you're thinking about, you might like it, or you're just a big Marvel fan, then go for it.
That's really cool.
Yes. Right, nerd. Alex. Never mind. Next.
Second disappointment. Look, so me, I think it was the last podcast, I can't lie. Me and Fox argued over the Lego Star Wars game.
Oh yeah, because you were wrong, I remember that, yeah.
I don't love the game. I don't think it's entirely the best work they've ever done. I think they're overcomplicating themselves, to be honest. But what truly upset me in that game, and the second most disappointing thing of 2022... was the fact there was no customizable characters. It's like the one thing I care about in Lego games. I want to make Star Wars characters of my own. Why did you take that out? You have every character. You had so much customization options and you just took it out.
Alex couldn't make himself.
Oh, I wanted to be in Star Wars so bad. As a kid, that's all I spent time doing. Just making... my own custom Lego characters, and now you can't. They took it away from me. They gut wrenched me, and it's been disappointing in the last few games. They've like edited it slightly, so like in the Marvel games you have to have like the person's headgear to have their power and so on. What's that? Just let us choose the power. Anyway. and like the DLC is also pretty crap. I'm going to say that.
What, the Mandalorian one? It's amazing.
Yeah, but they don't like add the character noises and so on. They're sort of just blank slates. It's a bit like add voice lines for them. You can do that easily. Get voice actors if you need to. Just add them. It's just like they're there, but they don't add any soul into the game. It's very. I like that the one thing I liked from this game was seeing all the interactions between the characters and watching people create that sort of thing. And that doesn't happen with the DLC's characters, which is kind of disappointing. But yeah, that's a small one. It's a small one compared to the first one and the last one, which is pretty big. But come on, Lego Star Wars, you missed the ball.
See, that was going to be one of my honorable mentions. So fuck you, Alex.
How much did you play? Did you finish it?
No, I've not finished it yet. No,
of course you didn't.
I'm not.
Because it's not good. You'd finish it if it was good.
Do you know what my favourite thing about it is? The fact that I can't create my own character. That's my favourite thing about it. I hate creating myself. That's all I've got to say about it. That's it.
Fair enough.
He's still there, Alex. Yeah. He's crying.
Yeah, I'm there.
Okay, good.
Everyone's entitled to their opinion.
Yeah, just something wrong, like Alex's.
Sammy! I will admit that I do like making characters of myself. So, very vain. Like
two or three of us could be wrong.
Very vain. I don't have any skin in the game because I've not played it. So, I can't really say this is. Well, no, it is my third favourite because I haven't played Elden Ring because I like playing games I like. So yeah, so this is my third favourite game of the year. I haven't finished playing it yet, so by Alex's reckoning there, it isn't really. But out of all the games that I started and didn't finish this year, this is my favourite. It's Shredder's Revenge.
That's my next one as well.
Well, we can both do this one then.
Yeah.
I was obviously, you know, with Monkey Island and everything on a massive nostalgia kick this year. Plus, I'm getting really old, so I just want to pretend I'm young again. And Shredder's Revenge was the perfect vehicle for that for me. Just everything I wanted, side-scrolling, all the characters are there. When it's right, it's right, and it was right, and everything was perfect, and I really enjoyed it. It was like playing the game that I what was it bloody called, the one that I played as a child. It was like playing that one, and I want to play it over and over and over again, but I haven't had time, so I'm gonna make time over the next week and finish that off.
I'm the same. I've not finished it yet either, but I loved it. I loved everything about it, the music, how it looks, just the little things, the fan service, like all the deep cuts, like the characters that are in it. It's just, it took me back to the arcade game. I mean, I've literally got the 1UP arcade of the Turtles in Time game behind me. So this, and the fact that it's a six player co-op. I mean, I don't have five friends, but like we should play it, Sammy.
We can jump in and play it.
I think it's cross play as well, so you can play like PC, Xbox, whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is definitely one of the most fun games. And just the little things like April O'Neil being absolute badass in it. Casey Jones is an unlockable character. It just looks amazing. The music is amazing. The Wu-Tang Clan song for Shredder is fucking brilliant. It's so good. It's such a well-made game. It's so original, but obviously not original at the same time.
Not at all, yeah.
And people have even, like, they've modded, it's called Shredder's Revenge, I think. So basically someone's modded Streets of Rage on the Mega Drive to look like this game.
Oh, amazing.
It's crazy. It's so good. But we, like I said, six players. I've seen videos of six people playing it. And it's insane. It's just absolutely insane. But it's just a lot of fun. And
it's a lot of fun.
It is. And we just, I think that's what we need. We need more fun games like that. Mm-hmm. Fine, we've got all our serious games like Elden Ring and whatever, but this is just outright fun. It's colourful, it's bright, it's loud, it's in your face. The theme song's amazing. Buy it and play it with five of your friends.
Yeah, definitely. I want to get it finished because I had a blast playing what I played. It's so fun. It's perfect. There's a couple of really good throwback games this year, and usually those games can be a bit meh, like they're a bit hit and miss. These two were perfect. Monkey Island and Shredder's Revenge smashed it, knocked it out of the park.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Right, well, that's us done. So now it's just fucking Captain Cheerful over here.
No. You guys are going to agree with this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Game companies.
Game companies.
Stop saying, oh, this game's going to come out now here when it's not. Mm-hmm. You're just lying to us. Mm-hmm. Stop lying to us. Mm-hmm. Take your time. Make better games. Don't do Nintendo's and keep releasing unfinished games.
No.
Just take your time. I don't care. I don't care. Nintendo, Legend of Zelda, I don't care. I don't need it to come out now. I need it to come out good.
I need it to come out finished.
Starfield, be finished.
Be finished. Don't be good.
It. Don't rush it. It's fine. I can wait.
Yeah.
Just take your time.
Another half a year isn't gonna matter, Todd. All right, these games take 10 years to make. It's nothing.
They're all like, oh, Christmas releases. Let's rush it out for Christmas, and then it's not finished, so they have to move it back 6 months.
Yeah,
and they're like, oh, why are we releasing it this summer? This is awful. Doesn't matter. Just do it next year. I don't care. I can wait another year.
I'm going to play the shit out of it whenever it comes out. It doesn't matter when you drop it. You drop it 3 a.m. on a Wednesday. I'm calling in sick. I don't. Just make it good, please. I'm with you on this. I couldn't agree more. I know there's been so many like games put back and people being like, oh, Starfield was supposed to be out in November. And imagine if it had, and imagine how horrendous it would have been received. Just get it out the door properly. Please don't give me a shit game or half a game ever again.
Yeah. I think you're both right. I think we can all agree. Don't release shit half fucking made games, you stupid fucks.
Nope.
Like, yeah. I don't care. Yeah, like you said, like GTA 6. It's going to come out, and I'll buy it. I'll definitely buy it. It'll probably be good. I don't give a shit when it comes out. I've got plenty of other fucking games to play. Like, if they said, oh, it's coming out tomorrow. Oh, no, wait, we're having to delay it by a year. Okay, well, we'll see you next year. That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
And pull a Beyonce. This is a tried and tested technique now. Don't tell anybody it's dropping and drop it and people lose their shit. I'd much rather you do that than keep telling me, oh, it's going to be on in November. Oh, it's January now. It'll be done when it's done and I'll have it when it's ready. Thank you very much.
It's done.
Like just releasing stuff like that doesn't really have a good history in gaming.
No,
things,
I
like,
know.
With the Saturn, they're like, oh, it's coming out next week, and everyone's like, what? And
I think some games can get away with it.
Yes, yeah, they can. But, like, say if they went, well, I mean, like, stuff like Call of Duty, you know it's coming out anyway, but, or Grand Theft Auto 6, if they said, all right, it's out tomorrow, that's never going to happen because the fucking, if they just say it's coming out in a month, that's pretty soon, fine. But the hype that would build up in that month would be insane.
Can you imagine how many people would call in sick, though, if you dropped a AAA game at, like, 6 a.m. on a Monday?
Yeah. I think they do it. I think they should do it. Actually, on the back of this, let's all have a rant now. Game companies that announce games too early.
Mm-hmm.
Metroid Prime 4.
That's because they had to redo it, though, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, they did. But that's the thing. They still... It was announced in 2017, and they've never mentioned it since. That was nearly 6 years ago, and it's never been seen since. Like, fuck you. Fuck you. Just don't tell me. Just don't tell me. And I'll be much, much happier. But yeah, they did have to remake it, but surely that's... They have to have a process in place if that needs to happen, because it might have to happen. Fine, like, I get it. Like, there's a pandemic. Cool, that's fine. Don't tell me a game is coming out in 2 years' time. Tell me a game's coming out in 6 months' time when you know it's pretty much done. It's just get out of the door. Yeah. Don't fucking announce a game and then not show us anything for six bloody years.
Yeah.
What's the point? You're just going to get people... threatened to kill your family, for fuck's sake.
It showed us a video of some mountains, which, legit, they looked beautiful mountains. But that was like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Starfield's not out. No, exactly. I couldn't agree more. They need to wind their necks in a bit, make the games, and then tell us that the games are almost made and we can buy them soon.
Exactly. Yeah. Game companies, you fucks.
Listen to us. We know what we're talking about.
Exactly. I'm so glad you can... Alex, that was a good one. I quite enjoyed that one. That was good.
You've been bang on there, mate.
I'm always bang on.
So in the spirit of that, I was wondering if we could maybe talk about the games that we are looking forward to perhaps actually coming out in 2023.
Yeah, we're going to jinx it by talking about them. All these games... They're supposed to come in next year. They probably won't.
I mean,
because we're going to talk about them.
Fingers crossed.
Oh, yeah.
What are you looking
for? Can I go first?
Yeah. I was going to say, what are you looking forward to, folks?
Zelda.
Yeah.
Tears of the Kingdom. I'm fucking super hyped. And I've just seen that there's leaked images, obviously taken with a pinch of salt, of an OLED Switch, like a Zelda, like a Tears of the Kingdom Switch. Mm-hmm. I'll link it. Mm-hmm. Holy shit, it's beautiful. That would make me buy it. But yeah, obviously super hyped for it. And even if it is just Breath of the Wild on, like, kind of like, I think I said this before, but like in the same vein of Ocarina of Time and then Majora's Mask, like using the same assets and things. It was only like a year and a half turnaround, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough, it's more than that for this, but I would take that sort of upgrade as well. Like, that would be fine by me. But if it's more than that, brilliant. Like, but that's my game of the year that I'm looking forward to 100%.
Very exciting. I think that's on a lot of people's lists. I'm obviously looking forward to Starfield. Fingers crossed that comes out, and they said it will. Because I really want
to
play that.
When is it supposed to come out?
First half of this year is what they're saying currently.
Oh, the first half, right.
Yeah. But that's fine. That's fine. Todd, when it's ready, not before. Atomic Heart looks good. That's out in Feb. And I think that's got like Game Pass day one.
What's that?
Have a look at it. It just looks a bit weird. Looks a bit Bioshocky.
Oh, yeah.
Fallout-y, weird. Interesting. I like the look of it.
Oh, it's got weird, like, spider things.
Yeah. It looks bizarre, right up my street. And Stalker 2. I like dystopian games. And there's three hopefully coming out next year, and they look really good, and they possibly will be excellent. I've heard only positive things about Atomic Heart so far, so...
Yeah, it looks fun.
Yeah.
It looks... Yeah.
And I do want to play High on Life, because that also looks pretty cool. And I think it's already out.
It's on Game Pass, obviously. Mm. But I've yet to play that. I've sort of held off from playing it, because I do want to play it. And it's got Tammy the T-Rex in it, which is one of the worst films. It's got entire films on it in the game. There's apparently four entire films. And Tammy the T-Rex is a film with Denise Richards, I want to say, and Paul Walker in it, which I'd seen before. But the whole film is in the game. Okay. So it looks good.
Yeah, that's definitely interesting.
See, and he's a pickle. Funny. He's a pickle. He's Rick and he's a pickle. I fucking hate Rick and Morty.
Yeah, no, I'm not the biggest fan. But that does look, it does look like it's worth a play, so I'm going to give that a go. And I'm obviously looking forward to anything else that Sea of Thieves or Destiny chuck out there, because
they
don't really fuck up that often. So,
Alex, are you looking forward to anything at all?
Minecraft Legends, baby!
Cool.
Actually, no clue what it's about still. So,
yeah, what is it?
I don't know.
Does nobody know?
Nope.
Is it a secret?
Maybe. That's, I think, exciting. There's gameplay out there somewhere, but
it's just Minecraft. But get this, with round things.
Sorry. Sorry, it shocks me too much. Oh, I'm just thinking about round things now.
Oh. Awful.
Yeah, there you go.
Good.
Thanks. You two basically have said everything else.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, fair
Star
enough.
Star Wars Jedi Survivor, hopefully, is good.
Yeah, that looks all right, yeah.
Hogwarts Legacy is hopefully bad. You know, all these things.
What about Spider-Man 2? Naughty Dog's Spider-Man 2?
I need to play...
Hey, Insomniac, no dog. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that, because Venom's in it. It looks pretty cool.
Don't put as many cutscenes in it, please. Don't put cutscenes, react with buttons, things, please, Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they probably will.
That's the one bad thing about those games. Yeah, cool. I think that's enough. Don't know what you else you expected from me.
No, that's actually more than we expect.
That's
no, oh, thank
yeah,
you.
That's plenty.
There's a couple of games like the remake of Dead Space, remake of Resident Evil 4, I think is supposed to be next year. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's quite a few remakes coming out. I had a look earlier.
Assassin's Creed, no one cares. See that? What?
Creativity's dead.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're totally right.
Remake old games.
What Assassin's Creed is it?
Mirage.
Yeah, but let's be honest, it's just going to be the same, just with fancy.
Yeah, it's the same. Yeah, it's the same.
So old that honestly, I thought that said something else.
To be fair to Ubisoft Bordeaux or whatever it is, at least they're not becoming Call of Duty again now. They actually take time.
Yeah, they were for a while though.
This
is the longest gap we've ever had.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
wow.
Congratulations.
Cool. It's in Baghdad, is it? Is it Baghdad?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. Yeah. It's in a different place. Well done, guys. Yeah. Different place again.
So, what do you think overall of this year in terms of gaming then? Was that a good year, shit year, terrible?
I think I've been quite clear.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it was... I think it was pretty meh. However, the games that I did play, I really enjoyed. So that's fine. For me, it was a win, but for gaming, not so much a win.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there was any like blockbuster, like, oh my God. Well, Elden Ring.
I mean, Elden Ring.
But yeah, there was tons of games that were sort of not on our radar. Like some of them I'd never heard of before the year even started.
I mean, I know everybody loved Stray, but I've not had a chance to play that yet.
Yeah, so it was okay. Once you played it, you're like,
Really?
Cool. Okay. Like, yeah,
but I've always wanted to be a cat.
Well, you can't customize it.
Why oh!
You can't customize Why make a game where you're a cat and you can't choose what kind of cat you are? That is appalling.
I feel we're mocking my Star Wars, but that was a
thing. I'm not mocking. No,
in
I'm not.
All Lego games, they were customization.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
Took it away.
I'm not mocking you, Alex. I'm being 100% serious. I
feel
don't
foxes.
I mean, you can you always assume that Fox is mocking you. That's just. But no, I agree. I want to change up what cat I am. I want to be like a three-legged cat with a like a bit of a bandit cat or something. I don't. Disappointing.
Yeah. But yeah, this year it was okay. I think because we're sort of at the tail end of this pandemic years, when it's obviously been disrupted, we've felt the effects of it this year. Yeah. So next year we're gonna have Minecraft 2, we're gonna have Metroid Prime 4, we're gonna get the Switch Pro, all that stuff, everything, all those Zelda remakes that apparently were made and never released, the Metroid trilogy. They're all coming out next year. You heard it here first.
We'll see.
To make up for the last 2 years of shite. And hopefully there'll be an E3 this year. I don't even know if there is.
Hopefully. I hope they do them in-person ones again. That'd be fun. Yeah. But we shall see. We shall see. I'm sure there'll be 57 of those ones that Jeff does, so...
I can't wait for our game of the half year.
Is that what you're looking
the next
forward
podcast?
To?
Podcast.
Yeah, 6 months.
It's not far off, to be honest. Like, we'll do. I want to do more.
We shall endeavour to do more. Too, so. Yeah. Absolutely.
Right, okay, so we should probably wrap it up. So we're going to recommend something, yeah? Because I forgot we did that last time. You have to recommend something that's not a game.
Okay. Yeah, we did do this last time.
I need to just check the name of something.
I feel like I've already recommended Bluey, so I can't do that.
Oh, shit. No, I've shot myself in the foot.
I'm going to recommend, it is post-Christmas, unfortunately, so it's a bit late, but it was stupid fun for an hour and I enjoyed it. Who Killed Santa? A murder mystery on Netflix. It's a load of comic actors from America, like Will Arnett and people like that, and they're doing this like play, basically, that's a film that's Who Killed Santa, and they don't give Jason Bateman or Maya Rudolph a script, and they just throw them in.
There's a series.
No, it isn't brilliant, but it's pretty funny because all they do is keep making each other laugh consistently when they shouldn't be, and that's good viewing. Plus Santa gets stabbed with a candy cane, so what else do you want? It was nice. Fun, it was dumb, it was about an hour and 20 minutes, it didn't ask anything from you, like, pay attention, because it was stupid as shit, but I'd recommend it if you wanted to switch off for a bit and just laugh at stupidity.
Nice. Alex, do you have anything?
I'm going to recommend the Twitch streamer. Little Pictures, all one word. She's amazing.
Okay.
She does like Faz, she does Minecraft, she does basically everything and everything. Mm-hmm. Basically glued to her Twitch streams whenever I'm watching Twitch, which is not very often, but she's the exception. So yeah. She's also my friend, which
go check her out. That sounds excellent. Fox, what you got?
Bluey. Going to recommend a cartoon called Bluey. I better not. I've done that already. I actually can't think of anything. I do this every time, and I can't think. I am going to recommend that everyone buys a Steam Deck.
You recommended the film earlier.
Yeah, okay. I'll recommend that film again. Violent Night. I've already done that. I'm going to recommend a different film, Glass Onion, A Knives Out Mystery. I watched it last night. It was pretty good. I think I prefer Knives Out, the original one, but great cast. Glass Onion, Dave Bautista is excellent, and Daniel Craig's voice is a little bit annoying after a while, but the whole cast is very, very good. It's on Netflix, so yeah, just go see it. If you like murder mysteries, Agatha Christie, Poirot type things, I love that sort of stuff. I then do that. And yeah, go see it. Has anyone seen Avatar yet? The new one?
No, not yet.
No, me either.
No.
Anyway, wrapping up. Fox, where can we find you?
Pretty much nowhere. Just Fox McButt on Twitter. Yeah, that's it.
I'm Sammy Damage everywhere. I'm Sammy Damage on Twitch and Twitter and everything. So you'll find me if you want to find me.
Sammy Damage 3. Sammy Damage 3. Sammy Damage 3. and I am AGX on YouTube. I'm Captain AGX on Captain _ AGX on Twitch, which I'm going to do one Twitch stream every day in January. So that's going to be a challenge. And I'm just Captain AGX on Twitter. So,
excellent. Okay, so we'll wrap up. So, guys, if I don't speak to you before, have a happy new year. That goes to everyone listening as well, all three of you. but yeah, I hope you all have a lovely new year and enjoy the holiday. And yeah,
we'll catch you in 2023.
Yeah, we'll see you in 2023. I'm going to make a resolution now. I genuinely want to make more podcasts. So. Mm-hmm. Let's do this more often.
Yes.
One per month, we promise.
Yeah, one a month.
Wow.
I reckon one a month we can do. That's 12 next year, guys. Buckle up.
Minimum of 12 next year.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do some special. But yeah, so thank you very much for joining me. Thank you for telling me all your good news. And we will catch you all next time.
Bye.
Peace. Bye. I could beat your teacher. I defeat Leonardo. Y'all become the weakest. I take off all of your masks and dismantle your features. Shredder. I cross the line like a letter. Smash all of you turtles. Put you back together. Indeed. I squish turtles like a tight girdle. Any obstacle, I clear it like a high hurdle. My stomach cringes for all of you fake ninjas. Fighting you a winless, show you what revenge is. Diabolical moves, strike with mad vengeance. Ask Splinter, he no coming with bad intentions. We ain't came to lose. Came to lose. We ain't came to lose. We ain't came to lose. Came to lose. We ain't came to lose. We ain't came to lose. Came to lose. We ain't came to lose. Facebook playing villains and more. With heroes in a half shell going to war. Got the city under siege and they holding the fort. Got extra large pizza boxes all on the floor. Get sized up by a negative force. Your time's up on whatever you thought. Individual starving the floor. So the samurai sword's on point for the cause. Dangerous metals highlight the reign of terror. The twilight meets the reign of shredder. All put one and train together. The dark clouds and the strangest weather. Breaking news, the front line sprayed with ooze. No sunshine, only dangerous rules. We fly with nunchucks that'll tame the crews. And lace the enemies, we ain't came to lose. We ain't came to lose.